大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是Kat。杨林，快说说咱们今天都要学什么？
没问题，今天咱们要去吃个快餐。
Yes, I'd like two hamburgers, a large Coke, and large fries.
继续看看 Harry 倒霉的一天。
When it rains, it pours.
学学怎么表达正句，还要告诉大家怎么用美语说花美男和一夜成名。
一夜成名，我年轻的时候也是这么想过。
Stop daydreaming there. 好了好了，咱们赶快先来进入第一个单元 Learn Word。
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
undermine. Undermine is spelled U-N-D-E-R-M-I-N-E. Undermine.
Undermine 是削弱、损害的意思。
The U.S. State Department says deep cuts to its budget proposed by Congress will undermine America's security and global leadership.
美国国务院表示，国会提出的大幅削减国务院预算的计划会伤害美国的国土安全，并削弱美国的全球领导地位。
Afghanistan's president has warned that civilian casualties caused by NATO airstrikes could undermine the recently signed cooperation agreement with the U.S.
阿富汗总统警告说，北约空袭造成的人员伤亡可能会动摇最近跟美国签署的合作协议。好的。今天我们学习的词是
undermine, undermine, undermine.
So, I've been thinking about this problem lately. One of my best friends is dating this guy, but I feel like I have a responsibility to undermine their relationship. 我不能就让他们这么发展下去。
Wait, what? Why would you do that?
其实那个男的也是我的朋友，可是啊，他是个花花公子。He's a womanizer. I don't want my friend to get hurt.
Oh, I see. Yeah, you might want to tell her. But be sure to cover your tracks when you warn her about that guy, okay?
是啊，咱们先想想办法。不过你刚才提到了个很有用的词儿 cover one's tracks. 咱们一起来听听这个短语的用法。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第966讲，我是杨林，
我是 Steve Barragona。
上星期我朋友的公司出现了一起风波，一名会计被发现挪用公款，他连续几个月都没被发现，因为他做得很隐蔽。我们可以用一个习惯用语来形容他的这种做法，那就是
Cover one's tracks. Cover is spelled C-O-V-E-R, and tracks, T-R-A-C-K-S. Cover one's tracks. Cover one's tracks.
Cover 意思是隐瞒、掩饰 tracks, 轨迹。连起来 to cover one's tracks, 意思就是掩盖行踪、隐瞒证据。上面的例子里
The accountant was able to cover his tracks for a long time before his scheme was finally discovered.
这名会计长期隐瞒证据，直到他的阴谋被发现。下面的例子里，一名罪犯越狱之后是如何掩饰自己行踪的呢？我们赶快来听听看。
The prisoner escaped weeks ago. The police had a hard time finding her because she covered her tracks. She was careful not to use her real name, and she kept traveling from one state to another.When her photo appeared on TV, a viewer reported seeing her, and she was finally captured.
这段话意思是说，这名犯人几星期前越狱，警方费了好大的力气搜捕他，但是他很好地掩盖了自己的行踪。他不使用真名，而且不停地在州与州之间转移，直到他的照片被公布在电视上，有人举报说曾经见过他，才终于把他抓了回来。
现在高智商罪犯真是越来越普遍。很多犯罪分子不但聪明，还会利用高科技手段来掩盖自己的所作所为。我还记得前几年大热的美剧《Prison Break》越狱，里面的男主角 Michael 就是这样。
He was able to cover his tracks with a complicated underground maze.
他挖了一条复杂的地下迷宫来掩饰行踪。好的，言归正传，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
The prisoner escaped weeks ago.The police had a hard time finding her because she covered her tracks. She was careful not to use her real name, and she kept traveling from one state to another. When her photo appeared on TV, a viewer reported seeing her, and she was finally captured.
Everyone loves惊喜派对。下面的例子里，兄妹两人为了给他们的妈妈制造一个惊喜派对，一直试图掩饰他们的计划。让我们来听听看他们都做了什么。
Mom and Dad have no idea that we're organizing a party to celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary. So far, we've been pretty good at covering our tracks. If we let them think that we and the other guests have other plans that weekend, they won't find out what's really happening. Then it'll be a big surprise.
这段话是说，妈妈和爸爸完全不知道我们为他们50周年结婚纪念日准备了一场派对。到目前为止，我们的掩饰工作做得还不错。如果我们能让他们以为大家在那个周末都有别的安排，他们就完全不会知道我们真正的计划，那就真是个大惊喜了。
所以说 cover one's tracks 也不一定都是干坏事儿。我同事有一次也给了我这样一个惊喜，他们计划了一次特别的午餐会庆祝我晋升，但是却骗我说这是一次编辑会。
They carefully covered their tracks, so I didn't find out about the surprise lunch party.
他们小心掩饰，所以我一点也没发现，原来那是一次惊喜午餐会。好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Mom and Dad have no idea that we're organizing a party to celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary.So far, we've been pretty good at covering our tracks. If we let them think that we and the other guests have other plans that weekend, they won't find out what's really happening. Then it'll be a big surprise.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 cover one's tracks, 意思是掩盖行踪，隐瞒证据。好的，这次的美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Steve Barragona。
谢谢各位的收听。
I have an idea, Yang Lin. You can try to get your friend to see that guy's true colors by showing her all the pictures of him with other girls on 人人。
也行。这样我就什么都不用说，让他看事实就行了。其实我觉得他就是喜欢他的外表。This guy takes great care of himself. I bet he spends more money on his hair than I do.
就是咱们老说的花美男。
Oh, he's one of those, eh? I know that kind, and sometimes I think they're prettier than me. But 在今天的美语怎么说里，咱们就来看看花美男这个词儿怎么说。
美语怎么说?
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学汉语，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是杨林要问的花美男。
Jessica, 你发现没有？现在有一种男人，皮肤比女人还好，比女人还爱打扮，穿得特时髦，都跟从偶像剧里走出来似的。我们叫他花美男 Flower Pretty Man 我瞎翻的，美语中不会也有类似的称呼吧？
Actually, there is an English equivalent. It's metrosexual. M-E-T-R-O-S-E-X-U-A-L. Metrosexual.
Metro, 大城市，加上 sexual, 性别的。那 metrosexual 跟中文里说的花美男指的是一种人吗？
Well, metrosexual men live in big cities, know all the trendy places in town, and pay great attention to their appearances.
没错，花美男就是住在大城市里的时尚达人，特别注重外表和打扮。要这么说，花美男就是 metrosexual man.
I guess being a metrosexual man means you're doing your homework on the latest trends. You need to be up to date on the hottest fashion.
Up to date on the hottest fashion?Fashion 是时尚的意思 ，up to date 是跟上潮流，所以 up to date on the hottest fashion 就是紧跟最新时尚吧。
That's right. But Yang Lin, I would say the real fashionable people are not those who follow the trends, but the trendsetters.
Trendsetters, T-R-E-N-D, trend 是趋势的意思 ，setter.S-E-T-T-E-R 是设定者，所以 trendsetter 就是开创时尚的真正潮人。
没错。Now let's see what you've learned today.
第一，注重打扮的花美男是 metrosexual man。第二，紧跟流行时尚是 be up to date on the hottest fashion。第三，领导时尚的潮人叫 trendsetter。
这次的美语怎么说就到这里了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Jessica， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。You might joke, but you know what? I like Metro guys. They are always clean, and they don't let themselves get smelly like some other guys do.
但是我觉得男的太娘了也不好吧。像我有个朋友，大男人，天天要保持身材，从来不吃快餐，每天沙拉水果。
Well, it's good to be healthy, but everyone needs to indulge themselves once in a blue moon, right?
对啊，有时候我就特别想吃不健康的薯条、汉堡、奶昔，好吃又肥胖，哈。
好了好了，杨林，等会儿咱们就可以一起去吃一个冰激凌。Even better, in America, we have an extremely convenient way of buying fast food, the drive-thru. Let's listen to today's Go English and learn more.
美语三级跳。各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目实务单元的初级课程。Doug 和 Liz 正开车要去超市买菜，可是 Doug 忽然觉得饿了，想顺道先去快餐店买个汉堡吃。
Winnie, do you ever get hungry when you go shopping?
当然有啊，所以啊，每次去超市前我都先要吃得饱饱的，要不然到了超市里我就会看见什么买什么。
Hey Liz, I'm really hungry. Let's stop and eat something.
Alright, where do you want to eat?
There's a McDonald's nearby.
Fast food is so unhealthy, but if you're really hungry, we can go through the drive-thru.
No, let's go inside. I don't want to spill my drink in the car.
So, Winnie, did you hear where Doug wants to eat?
他想去 McDonald's, 就是麦当劳。不过啊，他说 drive-thru 就是中文里说的得来速，也就是不用下车的点餐服务窗口吧。
Exactly. Well, why doesn't Doug want to use the drive-thru?
因为他不想在车上吃东西，怕饮料会洒在车上。我也觉得边吃东西边开车啊，是很危险的。
That's true. I guess there are two ways eating fast food can kill you.
说得对，吃太多快餐垃圾食品会把身体搞垮。如果边开车边吃，还可能让你出车祸呢。
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Yes, I'd like two hamburgers, a large Coke, and large fries.
Do you want anything, ma'am?
No thanks. I'm on a diet.
For here or to go?
For here.
All right. That'll be $11.50.
Liz 说 she is on a diet, 正在节食，所以不吃这些高热量的快餐。Doug 真应该向 Liz 学学呢。
Yes, fast food has a lot of fat in it. But Winnie, does Doug want the food for here or to go?
Doug 说 for here.也就是在餐厅里吃，如果说的是 to go, 那就是啊打包带走的意思。
Yes, when you take food home from a restaurant, you can also say the food is for takeout. Now, Doug and Liz are eating their food. Let's listen.
Do you want to eat my tomato? I don't like them. The only topping I like is ketchup.
Sure, I love tomatoes. They're a healthy food.
That's true. Are you sure you don't want anything?
Well, I know the French fries are very unhealthy, but they look so good.
Come on, Liz, try one. It won't kill you.
Well, all right, I'll have just one.
Great, I'm going to get a refill of soda.
看来 Liz 的决心动摇了。虽然她一直在说快餐多没营养，可是啊，一看到 Doug 的薯条，也忍不住要吃上一根呢。
That's right. And did you hear what topping Doug likes and which one he doesn't like?
Doug 说在汉堡的所有佐料里啊，他只喜欢 ketchup, 番茄酱，还说他不爱吃番茄。真奇怪，番茄酱不就是番茄做的吗？
That's right. What does Doug say he is going to do at the end?
他说啊，他要去 refill 他的饮料。Professor, refill, R-E-F-I-L-L. Refill 就是续杯的意思吧？
Correct.
When you go to a restaurant, you can ask the waiter, do you have free refills?
这些碳酸饮料中的热量已经很高了，还要续杯啊？我看还是算了吧。
Now let's see what Doug says when he returns to the table.
Liz, where are all my fries? Did you eat them all?
I'm sorry, Doug. They were just so good. Once I started eating them, I couldn't stop.
Don't worry, Liz. If I'm going to get really fat, you should get really fat too. We'll look really cute together.
Wow, that's a really scary thought. I need to exercise right now.
Huh?Liz 趁 Doug 不在，居然把他的薯条都吃了。不过啊，他显然不想和 Doug 一起变成胖子，所以说啊，要马上去健身。不过首先，希望他们在超市能买些健康食品。
We'll listen next time to find out.
Ay, 我就是这样。Once I start eating French fries, I can never stop. 我一定会把一包都吃完。
Well, it's okay as long as you remember that eating fast food too often is not good for you either, girlie.
我可没天天吃啊。不过有时候心情不好的时候，你不觉得塞个汉堡马上全身都温暖了吗？
Totally. We all want comfort food on bad days.下面的例子里，倒霉的 Harry 接着讲他倒霉的一天，咱们一起去听听看。
礼节美语。
Harry 告诉同事 Cindy， 他这一天真是倒了血霉了，早上起晚，上班迟到，忘了取送去干洗的西装，所以只好穿着 T 恤和牛仔裤来公司上班，不仅如此，钱包还被人偷了。 Cindy 听后很同情地说，
Wow, Harry, this might just be the worst day of your life.
I know. Well, when it rains, it pours. Now my cell phone is out of power, and of course I left my charger at home.
Hey, what's that smell? It's kind of nasty.
Yeah, you're right. It does stink. Oh, look at my shoes. I stepped in dog poo.
It's almost funny.Well, you know, when life brings you troubles, you can either laugh or cry. Maybe you should go buy a lottery ticket. One of my Chinese friends told me that when you step in doggy poo, you might win the lottery.
正聊着 ，Harry 手机又没电了。
When it rains, it pours.
这种说法是指不管好事还是坏事，要来的时候都会接二连三，在这里就可以理解为祸不单行。这时，两人都闻到有股臭味儿。
It stinks.
原来是 Harry 不小心踩到了狗屎。
Dog poo.
Cindy 说，他的中国朋友告诉他，踩到狗屎就应该去买
lottery，
没准能中大奖。
Ha! Even if I wanted to, I don't have any money. I don't even know how I'm getting home tonight.
I can lend you some money.
Thanks, Cindy. That's very kind of you.
Not at all. Did you cancel all your credit cards?
Not yet.
You better get on the phone and do that ASAP. You don't want some thief going on a shopping spree with your cards.
No, I certainly don't. Do you think I could report the theft to the police?
别说买乐透了， Harry 钱包丢了，今天连回家的路费都没着落呢。Cindy 安慰他，说可以借钱给他，还问他有没有
Cancel your credit cards.
把信用卡都关掉，否则的话，小偷可能会拿着他的信用卡
Go on a shopping spree.
去疯狂购物。Harry 说自己这就去，还问 Cindy 自己要不要向警察报案。Cindy 说
Well, to be honest, the chances of getting your wallet back are low. But you might want to report it anyway. Maybe the cops will eventually catch the guy.
Okay, I'll go do that during my lunch break. Wow, what a day.
Keep your chin up, Harry.I know it's been a rough day for you, but someday you'll be able to laugh about this.
I hope so. Thanks for being a good friend.
Of course. What are friends for? Let me buy you lunch today, okay?
Cindy, you're an angel.
Cindy 觉得
To be honest.
老实说，钱包找回来的可能性很小，但她还是建议 Harry 去报案。Cindy 还鼓励她说
Keep your chin up.
抬起头来，别那么沮丧。Harry 夸 Cindy 够意思。Cindy 回答说
What are friends for?
直译为要朋友干嘛用的，这里是指这是朋友应该做的。他最后还说可以请 Harry 吃午饭。
说起吃饭，我今天好想吃热狗啊，咱们等会儿去吃好不好？
Wow, I never realized that you are a total fast food lover, girl.
热狗多好吃啊，我最爱吃肉了。
hey, Yanglin, I've got an idea. You should enter a hot dog eating competition, and then you can become famous overnight. And, I get to be your manager, of course.
没错没错，那在下面的美语怎么说里，咱们就来看看这个窜红的美语说法。
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Donnie 在北京学汉语，他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是无穷要问的窜红。
无穷，你看什么杂志？ And who's that girl on the cover?
这是最新一期的时尚周刊，这个女生现在可红了，你肯定猜不到，她是我高中时的好朋友，拍了一部电影，一下就窜红了。
No kidding, introduce her to me. 对了，你说她窜红什么意思啊？
就是红得很快， suddenly 她就 famous 了。
I got it, she became famous overnight.
Overnight, 我知道， O-V-E-R-N-I-G-H-T, overnight 就是一夜之间。To become famous overnight, 就是一夜成名。
That's right. You can also say she's an instant hit. Instant is spelled I-N-S-T-A-N-T. Hit is spelled H-I-T.
哦，说一个人火速窜红还可以用 an instant hit.
Yeah. In the case of this old friend of yours, you can say her exceptional performance in the new movie made her an instant hit.
对，我这个同学特别会演戏，电影一出来，她马上就窜红了。
吴琼， I just thought of another way to put it. She catapulted to fame with her first movie.
Cat 什么？怎么拼？
Catapult, C-A-T-A-P-U-L-T, catapult, 有弹弓的意思。As a verb, it means to launch.
我明白了。Catapult 是弹弓，所以 catapult to fame 就是一炮而红。我这个朋友演了一部电影就红了，所以说 she catapulted to fame with her first movie.
That's right. Now, 吴琼, tell me what you've learned today.
第一， to become famous overnight, 一夜成名。第二， to be an instant hit, 火速窜红。第三， to catapult to fame, 就是一炮而红。
这次的美语怎么说就到这里结束了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Donnie， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。
哎 CatCat, 快查查今年的吃热狗大赛是什么时候。I'll be an instant hit, 一炮而红。
好吧，等会儿下班给你查。
那一言为定了。
嗯哼。
好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里。如果你对我们的节目有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语 @voanews.com.
And don't forget to tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
各位听众观众朋友，美国之音中文广播一直受到干扰，让收听者头疼。但是现在您可以每周七天，每天24小时，通过卫星电视接收器收听美国之音中文双声道广播节目，声音清晰，没有干扰。如果您现在通过卫星电视收看美国之音电视节目，您不必做出任何调整，广播加电视，信息更灵通。美国之音卫星广播的接收器数据是亚洲三号卫星虚拟频道390 ELER， 请调准您的卫星接收器，24小时聚焦美国之音中文广播。
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。